our intentions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. As Hakim Sahib rahimullah used to say, that is why before we leave home, we make intention for the day. We make positive intentions, Ya Allah, I want to do all these things today. My salah, my Quran, my dhikr, my takbir ula, safi awal. Ya Allah, I want to be in the masjid as early as possible. Make the intentions. You see, when it comes to amal of dunya, when it comes to a physical existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created qualities within things that are innate. By default, they operate like that. The common example we give when you go in the path of Allah in Jamaat also, Allah ta'ala has made the sifat of the knife to cut. By default, it will cut. When it comes to water, it will quench thirst, it can drown also. When it comes to fire, it will burn. That by default, Allah ta'ala has made it like that. Whether you made an intention or not, yes, for iman we say by the permission of Allah it's burning. But you can't light the match and say now, I put my finger there in the barai or in the match, it won't burn. But the permission of Allah is going to burn, so Allah Ta'ala's default permission is there with it. If Allah Ta'ala wants to remove it, then He'll remove His permission. So this comes to a physical existence, our spiritual existence, that now is activated. The reaction from Allah is activated by the amount of intentions we make. If we don't make the intention, then there'll be no reaction. For example, a person makes wudu. A person jumps in the ocean or into a pool. His wudu is made. All his limbs are washed. His hands, his face, his feet, masah is made already. Wudu is done, but he didn't make an intention, no sawab, no reward. But he makes the intention, he'll get a sum also, and he'll get the reward of wudu. Even janabat, if he needs a ghusl of janabat also, it'll get done, but he won't get the reward because he didn't make the intention. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah has enlisted sort of a whole list now of intentions a person makes for going to the masjid, for reading Quran, for making dhikr, 10-15 intentions. So a person made the intention only for salah, he'll only get that reward. Person made the intention, now I'm going to the house of Allah, to sit in the company of the malaika. I'm going to make dhikr, I'm going to make Quran tilawat, I'm going to perform salah. I'm going to meet my Muslim brothers and I'll make salam with them. But one intention is getting a reward. It's getting a reward. And to the level of his sincerity is multiplied. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. Allah multiplies it. In the spiritual world, the more intentions you're going to make, now you're opening up more doors. More keys are opening and opening and opening and opening. And now you're cashing in big time. Because you made so many intentions. That's how the spiritual world works. So the intentions of the heart also, when a person makes intentions in the morning, that, Ya Allah, I want to finish my work quickly today, get back to the masjid. Ya Allah, you make it easy for me. You open up the way for me. And he makes all his intentions, and also he makes the other opposite intentions. He makes qasd adame nazar. He makes the qasd intention not to abuse his eyes for the day. Only the person has a weakness, I can't control my eyes, I can't control my thoughts. He's saying it, but he's not making intention that I'm going to control it. So he makes the intention before leaving home, قَسْتَ عَدَمَ nazar, not عَدَمَ قَسْتَ nazar, that there's no intention to look. He must make an intention not to look. So he makes the intention before leaving home, I'm not going to look. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will blind all those things away from him. Because he made the intention, he made the niyat, you struck it now. So Allah has opened the door of حِفَازَت. اِحْفَظِ اللَّهِ يَحْفَظْكَ. Protect the commands of Allah, awam yarahu wa nawahiyahu. Protect the commands of Allah, prohibitions of Allah, yahfazka, Allah will protect you. When you need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tajidu tujahak, you find Allah in front of you. Allah will protect you. I almost got caught, my eyes almost got abused. Allah pulled you out, He bailed you out. How it happened? Because I made the intention already. I have to go do some work. So I got to go into the marketplace, whatever it is. But before I left home, I made all these intentions already. I'm going to make zikr in the marketplace. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to take care of my eyes. So all these, now you made the niyats, now the reaction from Allah will come. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَةِ. That amal are based upon the intentions. As you make intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with you.